Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome all to your daddy's house, to the house of the Father. Amen. And welcome all of you joining us right now online. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center in Randallstown, Maryland. And we bless the name of the Lord for another day that he has given us. We bless the name of the Lord for all that he has done for us. Amen. Amen. God is so good, so amazing, so wonderful. Hallelujah. I want to get started right away in the Word of God here this morning. Amen. Is that all right? Let's pray. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you and we adore you. We thank you, Lord, once again for another beautiful day that you have created. We thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that you shower over us. We thank you, Lord, for your watchful care over the righteous. And I pray, Lord, that all of those who do not know you, like how we know you, Lord, we pray for them. May, Lord, they come to know the God of Israel. May they come to know, Lord, the powerful God that we serve, who loves and cares, who sustains, who provides, who teaches, who guides, and so many other things, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this relationship that we can have with you, one that is personal, a one-on-one relationship, Lord, a walk with you on a daily basis. As we study your word, Lord, this morning, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will be ministering to the people here, Lord, today, and everyone who will be watching, Lord, right now, whether at this very moment live or afterwards. Holy Spirit, speak to them in a mighty, mighty way. Thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Do you have your Bibles with you today? Yes. Awesome. Let's turn to the book of Matthew. We're going to read, we're going to study here. This could take maybe a couple of weeks. We are going to study Matthew 14. And we're going to go to the end of Matthew 14. The last story there being mentioned in Matthew 14. We're going to start reading verse 34. I think we're all there. Amen?
Amen?
All right. I'll take that. Starting in verse 34, it says, "When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him," right? This is important. When they recognized the Lord Jesus, "they sent out into all that surrounding region and brought to the Lord Jesus all who were sick and begged the Lord Jesus that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well." Amen?
Amen.
I want this story to really resonate inside every single one of us. I want this story, this particular story here that we find in Matthew chapter 14, one that will remain with you and show a side of the Lord Jesus that maybe we might have missed. This depicts the immense power that's in the Lord Jesus. which should be trusted. And not only trusted, it should be revered. Typically, you might see in a church service, in a tent meeting, in a revival service, in a healing boot camp, or a healing clinic, a healing master class, or something like that, right? Some of these miracle service, a minister sharing the word, teaching the word, praying over people, or even a group of people, anointing them with oil, all things that are instructed in the Word of God. We call upon the name of the Lord. There is power in this name. There is power in the blood of Jesus. It is the blood of Jesus that cleanses us, and we do everything that the Word of God instructs us, right? Everybody's, you know, on the same page, right? And we see various different examples of the Lord Jesus himself doing similar things. But this particular account here is slightly different for the fact that all that the people had to do is just come up to the Lord Jesus and just touch a little article of his clothing. Do you understand that? All they had to do is just come and implore with the Lord Jesus. I said, Lord, I just want to touch your garment. May I please? Could I please? It's very clear here that the Word of God says in verse 36, in the very beginning of verse 36, and begged him. Now, when you're begging someone for something, you could say that you are imploring. Wouldn't you say that? What's another adjective that I can use? You're pleading, you're desperate, because you're not asking for something. Someone can ask you something rudely, right? Couldn't they? You can ask someone for something in a rude manner, but you're not going to beg somebody something in a rude way. It doesn't even make sense. You're not even begging, right? You're desperate. What did you say, Brother Chet, once again?
Pleading.
Pleading, yes. You are pleading with someone. I like that. I like that very much. It almost gives you a sense of humbleness, right? You are humbling yourself for someone, hoping that you will find mercy, achieve something, right? Anyone else? Soliciting? Yeah. You're soliciting something. As far as beg... Yeah, I guess in today's terminology, yep, soliciting. Now, let's move on. For them to touch a particular part of the garment of the Lord Jesus. Now, I think about when the Lord Jesus said, you know, that you will be endowed with power. Wait in Jerusalem. You know, he was talking about the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit, which he's going to come upon you, and you will be endowed with power. Then after that, you're going to go out and minister. But after you've been invested in first, right? I venture to say that we get a glimpse of what endowed with power is. To where someone accidentally bumps on you, their life is changed. Their life. Here is on the account of physical healing. But imagine someone bumping into you. Imagine someone asking that you will lay your hands on them so that the Lord will use your life for a breakthrough that they've been praying for, they've been asking. Something's been happening, but there's a disconnect. This is the Lord Jesus and the power that he has. And he alone has the power to make someone completely whole. It is not me. It certainly is not you. Actually, that sounded kind of weird. It certainly is not me either. Yeah, right? It is none of us. We don't have the power for anything. Absolutely nothing. Let me just make that clear. And the people in the land of Gennesaret demonstrated to us steps toward healing, which I want to speak about this morning. And maybe some of you in here might already know a lot of this. Let this just be a reminder. But if potentially some of you online, if you have been praying for something for a while and you haven't received an answer, you haven't been healed, you haven't seen the results, we want to learn from the people of Gennesaret how it's done. Because it shows the blueprint right now of how it's done. First, step one. You must know that the Lord Jesus makes himself available to every single one of us. And you that's watching right now online. Just as much as he has made himself available for this people, he showed up, whoop, here I am. He just got off the boat. Word, news got around that he was in town. So they were like, the Lord Jesus, they went telling other people. Notice they didn't keep it to themselves. Like, hey, dude, this is kind of a big deal. You know that neighbor guy there that's always complaining to you how, you know, their arthritis is keeping them up all night. They can't do anything, or the headache, or the issue of blood that, you know, they're having, or whatever the case might be. You might want to, like, you really might want to check this guy out. He can do it. He is able to do it. And he is available for us here today. That's number one. Know that the Lord is never too far away from us. Period. Exclamation point. That's number one. Second thing. Know about the Lord Jesus. I just briefly mentioned, I kind of got ahead of myself here a little bit. But know about God. How do you know about the Lord Jesus? Well, the easiest way is through his word. What does the word of God say? Because you cannot trust in something that you're not familiar with, that you don't know. This is concerning everything in life, right? You purchase things. Nowadays, we live in this society, in this world, where you just about can read up on reviews on almost anything. And they're not just one or two or three reviews. Certain things have thousands of reviews, especially with people buying them online, right? So all of us, we might read a review on a particular product because there could be various different products, you know, trying to be sold to you, and you want the best one for yourself or the one that best suits your needs. And so you read other people's accounts. The same thing here is knowing our God. And we're going to talk about that also in towards the end of the message. But know your God. Know what he is capable of doing. Because when you know this, you develop more trust in the Lord. And then approach the Lord for whatever situation that you might be facing. Approach God with your problems. You don't have to face things on your own, by yourself. You don't have to try to conquer all, you know, everything on your own. You don't. Concerning everything. And then, the next step is this. Beg. Or, let me be a little bit more polite. Ask, plea, as Brother Chet said, right? Ask, solicit his help. Solicit his power. Ask the Lord. Ask him to make you whole. That's all. God wants to be approached. Amen? Amen. Understand this. When I say God, the Lord Jesus, he is God. He wants to be approached. He wants us to solicit His help. He wants you to speak to Him, to have a conversation and a dialogue with Him. This is what the people of this town right now, this is what they did. And imagine, think about the supernatural power that they received. Now, I want to point out something else. Do you think any of these people were, quote-unquote, Christians? No, right, Sister Sheila? They knew about God. Notice that. They knew about Jesus. They heard about Him. Thank you, Sister Helen. They heard about, because they wouldn't have done all of that and gone out of their way and taken a break from whatever they were doing at that moment, dead on their tracks, right? To do all of that to someone that they didn't hear about, didn't know about, or any of the rather, right? They weren't Christian folks, but they experienced a miracle simply because they approached the presence of Jesus and asked Him, implored with Him, and begged Him for a miracle. Said, Jesus, let's make sense of this, right? The Son of Man. Some say He was 5'11". Some say He was 6 foot. I'm 6'2", right? So He was, let's just say He was around my height, right? He's just a dude walking down the street. Let's not all be offended here, you know, when I say He's just a dude, because He's the Son of God, right? But you're looking at that person and it's like, oh, there goes a guy right there walking. How many people have you ever thought about asking, Pastor, can I just touch your jacket? They think it's funny back there, right? Pastor, can I just hold your hand? Sometimes I joke around with Sister Janet, and I shake her hand, and I said, please pass some of this anointing that you have on you. I would like to have some of that. And she jokes around, no, I want some of your anointing. But I say that to her often. I don't know why. I just, you know. But how many times have you thought about, like, we have so many special speakers come here, powerful men and women of God. How many times have you thought about, hey, dude, hey, sister, can I just touch your hair? You know, can you just hold my hand? I've never seen none of you guys do that. And no one's ever come to me. But think about it. These were people just like you and I who approached a man that they heard about that was on the other side of the lake. It was all the way like over there, like Washington, D.C. Right? It was all the way Northern Virginia. And he just got over here. Like, we heard about this dude. And this is what they asked this man. And they received. It's so important for us to understand this concept that if you want something, ask for it. The Bible says that you have not because you don't ask. Because you ask not, right? Ask the Lord. How many places, especially in the New Testament, we find about the Word of God saying for us to just ask. I've preached several messages about this topic of asking. Most of them are actually here on Tuesday morning service. And then we reach out and we touch the heart of Jesus. We touch the heart of the Lord. This heart that has compassion over you. This heart that wants to make you whole. That wants to make you well. And this is how you experience the power of Christ. As we read here in Matthew 14, in the final three verses, I think it is. About two or three verses here in 34, 35, and 36 of Matthew 14. This is how you experience the power of God. Now, let's move on. What else is there? Like, we all got this, right? We understand what we need to do here as just like the basis, the foundation. Amen? I want to share with you right now something that I stumbled across by accident. And I think this is very significant to the storyline here because it adds another element to the story. I want to talk briefly about the land of Gennesaret. Did you know that this land was extremely fertile? It was located on the northwest side of Lake Gennesaret. It was a fertile land in Israel. It was 3 miles long and 1 mile wide. It wasn't massive. It was a 1x3. 1 mile by 3 miles. Okay? You could walk this. It was located between a place called Gerasen and Magdala. And you know what those people used to call this region here in Gennesaret? They used to call it two things. The first thing they used to call it was this. You ready for it?
Yes.
Paradise. They called this place paradise. It was nicknamed paradise. And here's another nickname that they gave to this place. Check this out. The Garden of Princesses. The Garden of Princesses. Why am I bringing this up right now? The Lord Jesus right now just went into a rich neighborhood. The Lord Jesus just went to an area that was nice. Was choice real estate. Was somewhere where everything blossomed and flourished. Everything multiplied. It wasn't dry. Life was potentially easy over there. Anything that you planted, it sprouted. It was a blessed piece of property, land. Why am I bringing this up here right now? This is why. An earthly paradise, or a garden that would be considered one reserved for princesses, can only bring physical pleasure and physical relaxation. But that's where it stops. That's where it stops. So many of us have the idea, have the thought, that if my life would just be, if I could just make an extra $100,000 a year, only an extra $100,000, you know, that's not much in today's economy, right? Right, of course. If only I lived in an area that had less crime, I'd be happier. I'd be more content. Oh, if I just lived in an area where my car insurance wouldn't be through the roof, higher than my car payments, because the neighborhood is so bad. Right? A lot of people think that way. They want to live in the finest of neighborhoods. They want to have the nicest things. But notice how many people in this small, and the reason why I put the square footage in there is because it was quite small. And a good amount of people showed up. So it means that a lot of people wanted to live there. And you would imagine that almost every single person in that place had some sort of sickness and disease. And mind you, this is the Garden of Princesses, as they call it. This is paradise. But are you really in paradise if you're always bedridden? No way. If you can't walk, if you can't talk, if you can't sleep, if you're always in pain, but they're in paradise. Amen?
Amen.
You see, physically, you might be experiencing all these great things, but you might not be experiencing peace in your life. You might not be experiencing peace in your soul. You see, commodities, fine things, they don't bring happiness to your life. They don't bring peace to your life. They don't give you satisfaction. No matter where what your status might be, no matter where you might be living, only the Lord Jesus is able to make you whole from the inside out. John chapter 14, verse 27 says this, words of our Lord Jesus, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." And then he says, "Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Amen?
Amen.
Some might think that if only, and then they don't include the Lord Jesus, right? If only I could make $100,000 extra a year, it's going to solve my problems. If only I was driving the latest and greatest vehicle, man, I'd be all right. They'll name these materialistic things, and they'll name all these things, these earthly things. And I say earthly things, meaning particularly, you know, tangibles and materialistic things. But they forget to include the Lord, when God is the one who really is able to fulfill what's inside, what's missing inside. And ultimately, He cannot just heal your body and your soul. He can give you an eternal body. He can give one that will never suffer. He can give you one that you will never experience pain ever in your life or some sort of sorrow. It does not matter. It is only the Lord Jesus that can do this. He can give you peace and He can give you eternal life. John chapter 10, verse 10 says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Meaning, it's going to be more than enough. It's going to be more than sufficient. It will overflow. It's not going to be abundant. It'll be more abundantly. Amen?
Amen.
This is God. This is the Lord Jesus right now speaking. This is the God that we serve. Amen?
Amen.
I want us to really settle in here and come to this grasp of the basics, the fundamental of everything here right now, and what to do about it, or better yet, how to do it. It's so simple. It is so simple. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as approaching the Lord Jesus and say, "Lord, I beg you. I need help right here. I need help, Lord, right here, right now." You have no idea, and I have no problem sharing this. You have no idea how many times I come to the Lord on a regular basis and beg the Lord for something. And I say the words, "Lord, I beg you. I beg you. Beg you, Lord." And the Lord comes through. I do it. I humble myself before the Lord. Truly. I said, "Lord, I need help with this. What do I do with this, Lord? I need help with this. And when I don't receive my answer, I continue on seeking. And I seek the Lord. You know, I wake up early and I pray early and I seek God. At times I go to bed late. I fall asleep at times praying. praying to the Lord, but I fall asleep because I'm so tired, you know, with just life, you know, general things. And the Lord comes through every single time. And if he does it for me, I know he can do it for you too. No doubt, no question whatsoever. Amen? I think I'm going to stop right here. I could continue on, but I want this to really stay with you today. I'm just going to put a little mark right here. If the Lord wants, we can continue here next week. But understand one thing. The Lord wants to be approached. He wants you to approach him. And you also that's watching right now online. How do we talk to the Lord Jesus? I just spoke about this on Sunday. How do we speak to him? Through prayer. That's how you speak to the Lord. You pray. Do we know how to pray? Yes. I can't see, you know, your hand or your head shake or your amens or anything like that. But if you don't know how to pray, I know you've seen someone pray before, so imitate them. All right? Close your eyes, you know, fold your hands, and, you know, and humble yourself before the Lord. Pray. Speak to God, and just, you don't have to be like, oh, mighty one, eternal God that created heaven and earth, hallowed be thy name, and we come before thy presence as a humble servant. You don't have it. And the Lord is just going to be like, all right. Okay, here I am. I'm literally, he's going to be like, I'm right here. Yes. Okay. This is going to be our God. I know my Lord Jesus. He's just going to be like, all right, with all the introductions and all of that. Let's skip that for now, right? Let's skip that for just a moment. Right? If you must, then by all means, right? I'm not bad talking anybody. If this is how you pray, hey, let's move on. Just approach the Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, and I come before your presence right now to speak to you. I come to speak to you and I ask for help. And then speak your heart. Speak to God. And do it earnestly. You know how to be earnest. Right? When you beg someone for something, you're being earnest. You know how to do that. Right? Think about what that's like. And speak to God. That's all. You can do this. And the Lord is more than willing. His willingness is more than what you can. Do you understand that, what I just said? His willingness to come through for you in a mighty way is much, much greater than what you can do for the Lord. Much greater. And he wants. But he wants to be approached. He wants you to ask. He wants you to implore, to solicit. I really like that word. That kind of stuck with me. He wants you to solicit his help. He wants you to include him in your life. Amen? Amen. If it's the will of the Lord, we're going to talk about next week. We're going to start out talking about seeking Christ. How is it like to seek Christ as these people sought after the Lord? We're going to break it down a little bit more. I think this is going to add another maybe 30 minutes here to this message today. And I didn't want to prolong this message too much because I want this to stick with you this week. Amen. And all of you watching right now. So if it's the will of God, we'll continue next week. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this message this morning. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for these instructions, for these examples that you left for us. May we take into consideration, Lord, all these things. May we live by them. May we accept them. May we want, Lord, to have this closeness, this relationship with you. Every single day, every day of the week, day and night, because you have never left us, Lord. You watch over us every second of the day. I pray, Lord, that we will acknowledge you the same, And may, Lord, this relationship grow stronger and stronger in you. I pray, Lord, right now for all of those at this very moment who are discouraged, who are undergoing discouragement, Lord, right now in their lives. I speak, Lord, peace. Peace, Lord, over their soul. I speak, Lord, also a blessing in the name of Jesus. I speak, Lord, right now, wholeness of mind and soul, and also, Lord, of body, in the name of Jesus. May every single one of them, Lord, that is speaking to you right now, at this very moment, I come into agreement with their prayer. I join their prayer, Lord, in one accord, at this very moment, and may, Lord, your hand come and touch them, wherever they might be, wherever they are, right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that your love abounds over us. More than abounds, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are willing. And I thank you, Lord, for all whom you are touching, Lord, right now. Right now, at this very moment. We bless your holy name, Lord. And we love you with all of our hearts. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of God for this message this morning. And let us give now to the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let us give our offerings and tithes in Jesus' name. Amen. Please stretch your hands towards this offering. Lord, we thank you for you have provided for all our needs. You are faithful. And now we return to you, Lord Jesus. May you bless this offering, everyone who give, that you bless our church financially with prosperity, good health, and longevity, and happiness, and salvation for their loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen.